Blog Talk Radio.
You got a truck for a reason, remember? So get some Firestone tires and go do truck stuff. 300 million view stuff. Big boy truck stuff. Secret spot stuff. The Firestone Destination AT. Long link, carbon reinforced to conquer any terrain and any truck stuff. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Get help financing the tires and services you need. Go farther with a Firestone credit card. For more information, give them a call at 866-943-9081. That's 866-943-9081.
And all right, this is your girl DJ Carmi of KPTR Behind the Music. And today we have with us Kamiko Farah. She is a spoken word artist, songwriter, and also a performer. And first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited.
Great. So we're going to get right on into it because of the fans. I know there's some information they have got to know about you. But let's start out. When did all of this begin with you? As early as what age?
Oh, wow. I was actually, when I started tapping into my creative side, I was already actually an adult and out of college. I went to engineering school. So that is kind of what I concentrated on before, was just school. I never really tapped into that. I never really thought about that creative side. I was really just thinking about getting to school, getting a job, making some money. But then after school is really when I started being kind of on the creative scene. I started to do songwriting, and my brother was a rapper, and I would sing hooks on his songs, and I did a TV show, and I was the editor of an underground hip-hop magazine for years. So once I started, I just didn't stop.
Awesome. So you kind of started later in life, because most of the people that you talk to, they always say, well, when I was three, I was singing.
No, I didn't.
But I thought with you.
Not at all. Not at
all. Wow.
I was in the band. You know, I did things as part of just, you know, growing up. You know, I did the band. I was on the flag team. I did, you know, that kind of stuff. But I was also on the math team. And I was also in the science club. In the beta club. So that was really where my focus was, you know, in school. You know, I didn't write poems at five. I didn't know who Maya Angelou was until I was an adult. So it just wasn't on my, it just wasn't in my periphery. Yeah. So I'm a late bloomer.
Oh, okay, I got you. No problem at all.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned college.
I didn't even perform until 2010.
Really?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's just hard to believe. Seems like you've been doing it forever. You are an amazing artist.
2010.
I know I told you. Y'all hear it? 2010.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I did read in your bio, and you mentioned college, said you had a Bachelor of Science in Mechanical Engineering?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then you mentioned being on a TV show. Tell us a little bit of something about that.
So I was doing like some little promo work for with my brother, and went on to this television show to do an interview, and it's actually a live video show. And so they recorded live, and I mean all the interviews are live, and so the producer at that time, he said, hey, you should come back and let us talk to you and help you do some interviews and help us do some interviews. And so I did that. And so that's how I learned to really do live performances because we had to do the show live every week. It was every Friday, a weekly show, and then we would travel to Atlanta, Birmingham. I would interview artists on the spot. I mean, they just kind of pushed me out there and like, hey, go interview T.I., go interview Bone Crusher, go interview David Banner, you know, and put the mic in my hand, and I'm like, what? You know, so they really kind of pushed me out there to do that. I had no experience whatsoever, but they were like, hey, I think you can do it. I think you can do it. And they were like all guys, and so they were like, be a girl. And so that was my experience in the entertainment world years and years ago.
So they kind of just pushed you on out there. Like, that's just how some people learn how to swim. They put you out there, and then you just have to swim or sink.
Yeah,
most
it was,
of the
it
time
was definitely
swim,
sink or swim.
Make your way out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely sink or swim. But, I mean, they never looked at me or acted like I couldn't do it. So in my mind, I didn't feel like I couldn't do it. Even though I may have been scared, I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to try it. I'm going to do it. So none of this was really in my plan at all. But I think you should just kind of pay attention to what other people see in you to make sure you're not limiting what you see in yourself.
You know what? I agree with you 100%. Because a lot of times, a lot of people can see in us, you know, so they give you that push. Sometimes you might need to take that push. Don't be so, you know, quick to discard it, something else somebody said. So I agree with you on that one.
Right. Always be open. You know, you can really tell when something isn't for you, if it goes against your values, your beliefs, you know, something like that. But, you know, it's all about trying that new thing, and it may really fit you. If you really start pouring yourself into that, it's just that new dimension that you didn't even think about because it hadn't been presented to you before.
Right. Also, I did read in your biography that you had a company. You owned a company called Chick Under Construction.
Yes, absolutely. So,
Chick
Under Construction.
Something about that.
Mm-hmm. Chick Under Construction is really about me at the time when I was kind of figuring out who I was creatively and where I was going. It was just this description of me, like always learning. You know, I can't just not do something. I have to be doing something. I have to be learning something. I like trying things new. So it's really all about just building upon that foundation, not necessarily fixing anything, because people always say, oh, well, you look like you're fine to me. What are you trying to construct? But it's not that. It's about always striving for something, always building, always about learning more. And so everything I do just kind of fit under that Chick Under Construction motto. All my writings, my publishing company, when I do the books, or if anybody contracts me out to write something, it's going to be under that Chick Under Construction business model. When I perform, when I do T-shirts, you know, whatever, it all falls under that Chick Under Construction business model. That's the brand. That's what I'm about. Building and continuing to get better. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I found that very interesting because, you know, Chick Under Construction should be a brand for all of us women, you know, because we're all under construction or, you know, working towards something.
I agree. Absolutely.
Chick Under Construction can be of something charitable. Ladies, you may not think so highly of them.
Exactly. Because it was one, and I don't know if it was an internet troll or she was actually serious, but she was like, well, I don't, you know, she doesn't get it, you know, and I do T-shirts, you know, that says smart smart, pretty female. And so some people don't get it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, they don't get the encouragement of it. And I was like, well, if you don't, then maybe that's because you don't need it. But that doesn't mean that somebody else doesn't need it. So you always have to think about the ones who aren't where you are and the ones that we need
right.
to pull up and to help, you know, mm-hmm. enhance their self-esteem or build their self-esteem or build up their confidence and let them know that, hey, where you are right now doesn't necessarily mean that's where you have to stay. And so it's all about that encouragement. It's all about encouragement, encouraging other people, other women especially.
Yeah, and I love that. We can't get enough of that, yeah. especially in today's society. Now,
no.
Debell, go ahead, sweetheart.
No, I was agreeing with you 100%.
Okay. we talked about you, you know, and your project, Chick on a Construction, and the spoken word that you do. But you also mm-hmm. worked on projects that included commercial and military aircraft designs, right? Let me make sure I'm right on this.
Oh yeah, yes, that's my engineering background. So I have done. Mm-hmm. I've been blessed as a poet, you know, definitely. But I've been really blessed as an engineer. I've been able to do a lot of different things, to work on a lot of different things, and to really mm-hmm. show that women. You know, that we can be bad in science or whatever, too, you know, not just the arts,
right.
but, you know, our brains are perfectly capable of understanding other things, too, as well. So I don't ever want to lose that aspect of myself either.
Right. Absolutely. And see, I view you as a person, a woman to look up to. Because, I mean, yeah, the entertainment side is cool with your, you know, with you performing and writing songs. But by you having
yeah.
that engineering degree, it should let, you know, other young ladies know, hey, you can do all of that. All of it. Because most of them, when they get into the entertainment business, that's all they do.
Yes.
But,
yes. I mean, my path.
Yeah, you are a prime
you
example
know,
that
different.
You can do more.
Yes, my path is definitely different,
right.
You know, maybe than some, because I didn't seek to be an entertainer. I never sought to be an entertainer. It's not something where I was one of those people like, well, this is all I know, because it's not all I know. It's just one aspect of the many things that that I know. So my path has definitely been different. You know, people's like, they don't get it. They don't get the right brain, left brain. You know, how can you kind of do both? But you can. So it's maybe people don't try, but it's you definitely can do both.
Yeah, it's definitely doable. You know.
Yeah.
I would say, you know, don't ever hold back on what you think you can't do. Always strive and go for it, regardless of if you think you're going to fail, but you never know unless you take the step.
You never know.
That's the way I...
You know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the one thing that I truly love about you, Kimiko, is what is inside of your poetry. You know, I mean, we can do rhymes all day long. You know what I'm saying? Let's do bars all day long. But there's a
right.
deep message behind your poetry, and it is so uplifting. The very first one that I seen, I think I told you about that one. And
because you saw one on the YouTube. Yeah.
Energy. Yes,
yeah.
That's what blew me away. I found you looking for a spoken word artist. You popped up like it was meant to be. I had to see... You know what? Let me see what this chick is about. And hey, I don't regret a thing. I am so glad that you're on the show.
Awesome.
We are coming
and
up.
I remember
on
that piece.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. we're coming up on halftime. So, what I want to do for the ones that are tuned in, if you've never gotten a chance to hear this young lady speak, we have an audio clip coming up called Who Said I Can't? Go ahead and play
yep.
that for you guys. And We'll be right back after this, and then we'll get back to Ms. Kamiko Farah.
Life is like pieces of a puzzle. These pieces connected together create a beautiful, complicated picture. It's true. I know this concept is nothing new, but maybe my point of view will hit home for you. We're all given our own individual pieces. They are designed to manifest a unique human being called you and me. So if I can break it down simply, you could be a lot of wonderful things, but one thing you ain't gonna be is better at being me. So don't act like you don't see my destiny or me. There's something in my puzzle that's spelling out this plan. It's in destiny's hands. Every day this picture gets clearer and clearer. The person I'm supposed to become is getting nearer and nearer. So I gotta have confidence in my journey. When I get this burning and yearning, and my stomach is doing flip-flops and turning, cause I'm not understanding what this world is demanding, I just gotta remember that I'm still standing. So don't try to interpret my plan for me, cause see, y'all might get it wrong. Cause you don't know the journey I've been on. I spent my childhood in a rented red house with a tin roof. I first got drunk drinking gin from a Pepsi bottle. Truth. I saw my cousin pulled off the porch, handcuffed and carried to jail. Cracked open my forehead when I tripped over pipes that led to our well. Dropped my baby off at daycare so I could go to class. WIC, Medicaid, and free lunch were all a part of my past. Lost my only brother because he just lived a little bit too fast. My granny took me to work in the field so I could make a little bank. Been working since I was 14, but was 20 years old before I first put money in a bank. When I look at how far I've come, I say I can, so forget who say I can't. Who said I can't go for my dreams? Be the woman who can hold it down, live the glamorous life but still be down. Who can bring home the bacon and fry it up too, while looking like diamonds and pearls and stiletto shoes? Who said I can't be tough enough to run a business and build a brand? Who said I can't do a job just as good as a man? Who said my clothes and my dialect determine my worth? Who said words and opinions don't hurt? Who said I can't be angry about the doubt that falls like rain torrential? I need the gift that some of y'all have, but I can't get it because some of y'all ain't living up to your potential. Who said I can't have an attitude when others don't come with it? Who said I can't spit like the greatest spitter that ever spit it? Who said I can't have a seat at the table with the best? Who said I can't be a winner because I failed one test? Who said I can't be bad or fast or stronger? Who said I can't go high or run longer? Who said the glass ceiling is my limit? Who said I could only have 10 minutes? Who said I can't be a champ after loss? Who said I can't be a boss? Who said I can't rise up like vapor and get this paper? I mean, really, who said I can't?
All right, that was Ms. Kamiko Farah. She said, who said I can't?
Right.
I love it. Who said I can't be a boss? Hello.
Right.
Start using that one.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for providing us with that. I love it.
Kamiko, everybody,
where they can pick that up at. Oh, yeah.
You can, you can get the whole album. So you can get the whole album or download any song from iTunes or anywhere that you normally download songs. You can also buy it on CD Baby. You can buy it from my online store, which is chuc.bigcartel.com. So, anywhere.
All right. So is it on Spotify, too? Because they can stream it as well if it's on Spotify. All right.
Yes,
so y'all know what to do. Get your premium and start streaming.
Yes.
You know. All right. So, Kamiko, what I wanted to get you to do is for the artists that are out there right now, you know, inspiring artists and people mm-hmm. that want to do spoken word that's trying to get into the game right now, can you give mm-hmm. them some advice on what they need to do?
You know, I think everybody takes different paths. A lot of people do mm-hmm. the open mics and travel around to get on the mics and, you know, in that way. A lot of people have their own poetry groups that they are involved in. I'm involved in a community service oriented group that's really, you know, sustained by poetry open mics called Art and Soul Society of Expressions here in Huntsville. That has been one of the main ways that I've been able to hone my talent and to gain that an audience. I'm also a member of Mark Lacey and Friends, Spoken Word Authority, mm-hmm. and we have done all kinds of shows and that was one of the catalysts to me being able to perform like as a feature, doing more than one piece. So I think you just finding your town where you can perform and gain mm-hmm. that audience so people can listen to you. If you're trying to do this on a professional basis or if you're trying to get it to take you somewhere else, I mean, you're going to have to travel. You're going to have to develop that following. You're going to have to develop that on stage, you know, personality. You got to be able to sell that performance. So it's not about you venting or not about you getting your feelings out anymore. Now it's about performance. So you have to work on your level of performance. You have to work on your showmanship. You have to memorize. So there is some work involved, especially if you're trying to go to the next level.
Absolutely. I try to explain that to them. You have to work. This is no overnight process. Okay, boom. I'm going to make a song and tomorrow I'll be famous and rich. It don't work like that. You really got to put the steps in.
Yeah, let me know
what
to do. Yes.
Thank you. Me
too. It is not overnight.
Right. It is not. Watching the New Edition movie, follows in a Betamax machine, opened my eyes. You know how long they had to work to get that.
Right. Doing,
you know, touring. You know, so
yes.
it is not easy out here. And I thank you so much for sharing that information with them. Now, tell us where you're going to be performing next. When and where.
I have a few things going on this month because of Black History Month. So I'll be at a couple churches here in February. I'll also be on a couple of shows, and I will put that out probably on my Facebook page. I think they're at the end of the month. I'll also be doing a seminar at the University of Alabama in Huntsville on love languages at the end of the month also.
And that's Alabama, people, if you didn't know.
Yes, Alabama. Alabama.
To put that
we
out
do
there.
Poetry in Alabama, too. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. So if you want to contact Kamiko, maybe for booking or some of her outstanding songwriting, let's tell them where to find
mm-hmm.
you.
The easiest way.
So we're on Facebook.
The easiest way to look me up. I'm on everything. I'm on everything. I don't necessarily check everything. Mm-hmm. So if you want to find me, then you just message me on Facebook mm-hmm. or Instagram. And everything is under my name, Kamiko Farah.
Let me spell that for them. That's K-I-M-E-K-O.
Mm-hmm.
Farah is F as in Frank, A-R-R-A-R.
Mm-hmm.
So just put that in Google and maybe everything will pop up. And also don't forget the www.chuckchuc.bigcartel.com to buy merchandise.
Yeah,
for the brand.
Yeah.
That's right. We got to get that brand out there. And once again, I thank you so much for coming on the show. And, you know, I'm wishing you nothing but the best in your career. I, you know, you're doing good, you know, right now as it is. But I'm wishing you more success in your future. Is there anything else you would like to put out there to the fans?
No, it's just that I just, you know, appreciate you. I want to encourage everybody to work on their passion. Put their fruits out there, and so they can, you know, they can encourage other people and give people their gifts, and everything they put out, I'm sure it will come back to them tenfold. That's just what I believe. So just keep working on what you were working on. Be passionate about it, and don't give up.
Don't give up. That's the main thing. Keep at it. If it's something you love and it's your dream, don't ever give up on that. And if you want to see her doing anything, thank you. If you want to see her on a video, her videos are like amazing, guys. Definitely go to YouTube and check her out. She's a very beautiful, bright young lady. And with that being said,
that,
if you're coming in at the end of the show, don't feel bad. Because we're going to re-air this show on KPTR, www.partytrainerradio.com. It'll be playing throughout the week, so make sure you tune in. We're 24/7. And I am DJ Carmi once again. And this is KPTR Behind the Music. Thank you all so much for tuning in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.